Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Join us today. We have some piping hot tea for y'all. So just sit back and get ready to dish with us. But before we begin, I gotta shout out our West Side crew, Heidi and Frank. What's up?
What's up, Atlanta? Hey.
And of course, we have the lovely Eva Marcel from the Real Housewives of Atlanta kicking it with us.
Eva.
Hello.
Later, why Iggy Azalea might be taking legal action against a magazine, and the men on The Bachelorette have to go through some real pain to impress Hannah, honey. But first, Headcrack, what you got for us?
Well, y'all, looks like Cardi B's work is paying off big time now. Wow. She just spent $80,000 on her 10-month-old daughter, Culture, and she's allowed to brag about it because she says she busts her ass off to do so.
Okay, it ain't tricking if you got it.
Exactly, and she definitely got it. So she feels like Culture should be iced out just like her. Hmm. So Cardi took to Instagram on Monday to reveal a text message conversation discussing the details of the transaction to get the jewelry and a picture of several diamond bracelets, a pair of diamond earrings, and the cost of the jewelry priced at $80,000.
Here's what I worry about. I mean, you can't put a baby in a crib with blankets. I look at this and I go, oh my God, what if Cardi B looks away and the baby eats the bracelet and chokes to death and dies?
And if she does eat it, that'll be some expensive.
Parents, corn, the whole thing.
Okay,
but that's what I worry about. Like, I see that picture. Number one, I think my mom, I don't think, spent $80,000 on me in my entire lifetime, which is fine. But that's what worries me, is the safety thing. A baby should wear a tennis bracelet?
That is the most hoodie I've ever seen.
But Gary,
Future's baby got a Rolex.
That's ridiculous. You buy these damn babies tennis damn bracelets, Rolex and all that. Who does that?
Oh, are you hating because hers are bigger?
No, but it just don't matter. She can't even spell. She can't even talk.
But it don't matter.
Do you think it's real, though? Do you think it's real?
Or well, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Would you buy something fake for your... No, well, not you, Frank. We know you would. But Gary wouldn't buy anything fake for his child.
No,
Eva wouldn't buy... And neither would I.
But I feel like this. When at 10 months old, you're getting an $80,000 tennis bracelet. That's not even your year-old birthday. That's just your 10-month
It's $80,000 worth of jewelry.
Okay,
right.
So at some point... Where do you go? It's like, bop, bop, we got to one up. I mean, by the time her 16th birthday rolls around.
My first birthday.
Well, that's true.
Do you realize how hard it's going to be to get this kid to go to a McDonald's-themed birthday party?
All right, well, I don't know if this is a good story or a are-you-crazy story, because Mackenzie Bezos, she got more than $35 billion in her divorce settlement with Amazon founder Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, see, her baby's diamonds.
And so she just signed the Giving Pledge. Now, this was an organization created by Bill and Melinda Gates, where Bill and Melinda Gates are asking billionaires to sign the Giving Pledge, and the pledge is to commit more than half, commit to donating your fortune to the less fortunate.
Well, it's not even hers.
She started the company with him.
Yes.
So apparently, Mackenzie is vowing to donate half, if not all, of that $35 billion. In a letter, she wrote, quote, "My approach to philanthropy will continue to be thoughtful. It will take time and effort and care, but I won't wait, and I will keep at it until the safe is empty."
Only rich people, honey. I tell you, this is some crazy damn stuff.
If you got $35 billion in a divorce and you were asked to donate some of it to help people who are so less fortunate, how much would you elect to give away?
Girl, I would go on Skid Row and get the most destitute looking people, honey, and put them on
the 17,000 on Skid Row right now.
They be blinged out like Cardi B's baby.
17,000 within 3 blocks.
And everybody have a sandwich and feeding everybody, honey. See what I done for the community?
Well, ladies and gents, Iggy Azalea is calling it quits.
Oh, no, please don't.
Oh, that's right, y'all. The rapper deactivated her social media accounts after topless photos of her appearing online over the weekend, which she claims left her feeling violated. Mm. Now, the photos were supposedly outtakes from a GQ cover shoot from 2016 and were never intended to see the light of day. And Azalea explained in a since-deleted statement, there was no reason for anyone to have kept the outtakes from the shoot. I'm surprised and angry that they were not immediately deleted after final images were selected. She added, today I'm a ball of negative emotions. I feel blindsided, embarrassed, violated, angry, sad, and a million other things, not solely because I did not consent to this, but also because of the vile way people have reacted. She continued, okay, I fully intend on finding out where the leak originated from and pressing criminal charges in regards to this. The photographer who took the pictures has responded by saying they were stolen and he's looking to find the culprit as well.
You know, but I saw the pictures 8 times over the course of the weekend, I'm and sure they're not that bad.
8 times?
Man, well, I heard they were good pictures. I heard her areolas were beautiful and everything.
I mean, let's be clear. Iggy has put up pictures on her Instagram in G-strings, in sheer things.
Yeah.
With side boob action. Enough. You know, she's no Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's not like she's like, right. Oh, my God.
Right.
I mean, yeah. Like, let's right. be clear here right. who we're dealing with. And so I think Iggy is dope. I think she's a beautiful girl. I think her body is great.
Yeah.
But I don't understand the big protest about parts that we have totally already seen.
And she probably released the pictures herself. If her album's about to come out, I'm sure.
Ooh, you know what?
Ooh.
Might have a point, Gary.
And I see another quote from her here, and it says, how they do that, why they do that. No, says it right there.
No.
Crap, missed that quote. That was one she left out.
I'm glad. On purpose, I missed it.
In a world where one woman looks for one man.
He's talking about The Bachelorette.
Yes, I am.
Hannah B., she is on her quest to find true love.
Hannah
and
B.
this past week was group date. I know how much you love group
date. I love
date.
Group dates. That's where they all get naked.
And Hannah got the help from American Pie actor Jason Biggs, also his wife Jenny Mullen.
Mm.
They put the guys to the test. I absolutely love this. To see how much these guys know about women's bodies, their bodies, pregnancy, childbirth,
the
whole thing.
I love women's bodies.
Then the guys face the old... Stop talking. Then the guys faced the ultimate test, which was being hooked up to a childbirth simulator.
Whoa.
How bad does it hurt? Well, let's find out. Take a look.
The true joy of childbirth with this labor simulator.
Oh.
So who would like to go first?
Look, you gotta look at me.
Eva, why are you looking like that?
Forget that. How about the 31 hours of that pain? Like,
right. If men had to go through that, the human population would have ended a long time ago.
You know, I picture those fat wiffle ball bats.
Yeah.
And you stick it in your ear. That's what it would feel like.
No, it feels like, have you ever had a really, really bad stomach virus where your stomach would just cramp and cramp where
contract.
It's like, oh my God, just I'd rather die.
Yeah.
That's how it feels. And then you get a baby at the end.
They said it's the next thing to death.
Closest thing to death.
Yeah, and I thought I wanted a baby.
You don't have to have them. You can't even have a baby, Gary.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have a child, but you would not be physically able to actually deliver said child.
No.
He's 6 months pregnant right now.
All right, up next, y'all. O.J. Simpson is being accused of something again, and it involves the Kardashian Jenners, of course.
Oh.
We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation.
Head crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right. So all our viewers, see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, hey, y'all.
All right, y'all. Orenthal is back in the news.
Orenthal.
Yeah, you know, OJ, the juice, also known as OJ Simpson.
It sounds like medicine.
It's like, what, somebody get cancer from the Orenthal?
Well, y'all, OJ spilled some piping hot tea, and I mean piping. I mean, this seems like a story that Gary need to be telling because this is some for real tea. You want this story, Gary?
Girl, I don't want you to get in trouble.
Ooh, Lord. But anyway, his former manager, Norman Pardo, is stirring the tea. In a new documentary titled Who Killed Nicole, set to be released on the anniversary of Nicole Simpson and Ronald Goldman's death, Norman is claiming that OJ did, in fact, get it in with Kris Jenner.
What?
Norman said OJ and Nicole went on a vacation with friends, Robert and Kris Kardashian. And while on vacay, he had a nice little hot tub rendezvous with Kris. Norman said OJ told him, I stood up, pulled down my shorts, and her eyes bugged out of her head.
What?
Norman then said, from what I'm understanding, from what OJ told me, everything was great until the little fling that they had. Hoo, child. That's some tea right there. Right, Gary?
Yes, ma'am.
Lord have mercy. Do y'all think it's any truth to this?
You know, yeah. I do, because, like, when you look at the whole, like, Kardashian-Jenner history, they have been doing this for years. Like,
okay.
They're all about, like, you know, your friends can have some.
I don't think Kris Jenner would have whorish tendencies. She had a good husband. He was an attorney. OJ was a football player, so I don't think she would
that is every
jeopardize.
Reason why.
I'm so shocked at you, Gary.
I'm very shocked.
I feel bad.
In the past, they had
Kris Jenner like a whore. She's not. I'm sure she's not like that.
Oh, Gary, you must have had some good coffee this morning.
Okay, drink coffee, honey.
Well, we got even more Kardashian news. The Lord Scott Disick celebrated his 36th birthday real big this past weekend with the Kardashian squad and girlfriend of 2 years, Sophia Richie. Now, everybody showed off their good time via Instagram by posting tons and tons of photos, but there's one picture in particular that got everybody's attention. Now, here's a photo of Scott, his girlfriend Sophia, Kylie Jenner flipping the bird, and Kourtney Kardashian all the way to the right. So do you think it's okay that Kourtney is this cool with Sophia?
If she's not going to be cool with his ex, then it's not going to work out for them. And I think that, you know, she's happy with her relationship. Sophia's young. She's not trying to have no kids. She's not trying to even compete with, you know, Kourtney Kardashian.
Only poor people fight.
But yeah, you know what? That's true.
Well, y'all, this is interesting. Gary, I can't wait to see what you feel about this, honey. Dionne Warwick. Y'all know singer and Psychic Friends Network ambassador from back in the day.
Yes.
Well, she's made a prediction that the Beehive isn't going for. Well, honey, in an interview with Essence Magazine, Dionne said, and I quote, I have admiration for Beyoncé knows Carter now. Watching her growth has been quite refreshing. Now sustaining and becoming a big icon that Gladys Knight or Patti LaBelle or Johnny Mathis nor Frank Sinatra or Sammy Davis Jr. is, I doubt that. And I love her to death, and I can appreciate her talent, but that iconic status, it's a long road ahead, dog. Unquote.
Wow.
Okay, Gary, what are your thoughts on this one? Because we know that you listen to Dionne Warwick on the daily.
Yes, she's telling the truth.
She want him to walk on by.
Walk up. Beyoncé is not an icon.
Baby, you better watch out for the bees.
Beyoncé is not an icon.
Well, how can you say that?
Because, first of all, Beyoncé ain't been around long enough. I mean, honey, people trying to compare her to Michael Jackson. She is not an icon. I mean, people like Dionne Warwick and Patti, and these are icons. These people pay
for their icons. Listen, you do not take away Patti's icon status and Gladys's icon status because you add Beyoncé to that list. It doesn't take anyone else's away, but you cannot say Beyoncé is, if she's bigger than Britney Spears.
What?
Like,
absolutely.
Beyonce knows is an icon. Beyonce knows Carter, regardless to what Gary
she
might say.
She has an
say,
entire gang. We're sorry, Dion.
The Beehive, don't buzz me, but damn it, bring it.
They're coming.
Go ahead and throw your mask on, because the bees is coming.
They're coming.
All right, coming up, Ariana Grande fans are confused. We'll tell you why right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hi.
Now, so many A-listers have had the honor of getting a wax figure done of their likeness by the famed Madame Tussauds Wax Museum in London, and Ariana Grande is the latest celebrity to receive this honor. But many of Ariana fans were very confused when the online celebrity news site Pop Crave News unveiled Ari's figure. So, take a look. You think they nailed it or not?
Oh, she looks amazing. It looks just like her. I mean, the way she put a little hand up, her hair, her nice blonde hair. I think it looks good.
They need to put this one back in the oven a little bit longer. It's not dark enough.
They're not going to be perfect, y'all. I mean, this is better than I've seen.
Well, Ariana Grande commented on the figure and just said, I just want to talk. Do you think she should have them redo it again?
Nope. The people ain't got time to be wasting wax. Hell, they did the best they could. That's her.
I don't know how it works, but I think they can just melt it and then rebuild it.
It's wax.
Yeah, but don't, I thought they put you in a wax figure and let them, and do it. I thought they did a sculpture like that.
Only a nasty butt who wants to be wax dripping out of all your cracks.
Okay.
It already does. Have you seen his ears?
Well, it's time for... Who won the weekend?
So, y'all, Big Willie has done it again. Ooh. Yes, indeed. Will Smith conjured up another major box office hit because the live-action remake of Aladdin starring Will brought in over $234 million worldwide this holiday weekend.
Damn, Genie!
Danny, y'all see the movie?
No, I didn't.
I think we the only ones that didn't see it because the amount of money it made this weekend.
Okay.
It is funny. He came from rapping to now a big star. That means it could be done, Brad. No, that's a good thing, Brad. I'm saying that's a good thing.
What are you going to do with your future, Gary, since you're 75 already?
I'm going to be Aladdin, too, hell. I'm going to be a genie and blink you out.
You blue every day, honey, with your sad ass.
Oh!
Sad and blue. That's how you know Gary loves you. He drags you and he treats you like shh.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes, he loves you, girl.
Oh, we go together then. Is that what that means?
All right, so y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time.
So, all right, y'all. So lately I've been traveling a lot. Been having a lot of tension in my neck and my back. So I got something that helped me out with a little bit of all that, man. It's the Rock Solid Shiatsu Massage Pillow. This gives you a fantastic shiatsu style heated massage anytime, anywhere.
Ooh, really, head crack. How?
Well, with this massage pillow's ergonomic construction, it can fit perfectly in the small of your back or neck. It has four deep kneading rotating nodes to get to work on those aches, knots, and muscle tensions in your neck, lower back, and legs. You can also select the heat level to further relax your muscles. And with this stretchy strap, you can attach the massager to a chair or car seat.
How much is this?
Now, check this out, Brad. The Rock Solid Shiatsu Massage Pillow normally costs $90. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$29. $29?
Just go to MorningSave.com and say Dish Nation sent you.
Well, up next, Heidi and Frank will tell you about the Virgin Mary of snakes. Don't worry, they'll explain all after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, here's a story for all of you independent women out there. It's a story about Anna. And Anna was able to give birth, become a mother to two children without any exposure to a male.
This is second coming.
Well, here's the thing that I should tell you. Anna is an 8-year-old green anaconda.
Oh, anaconda.
Anaconda.
Is that what all female anacondas are named?
Well,
Anna,
I mean, wouldn't you?
Or Connie.
She is only with other females. There's no other male.
What do you mean? Not one male in there?
Not one male.
And she got pregnant.
Uh-huh. This is a real thing. The babies were born by parthenogenesis,
parthenogenesis.
Of course, right? Which is an asexual form of reproduction.
Is there one sexually ambiguous snake named Pat that is like
They thought it was a...
I wonder how that happened. I don't know, Pat. You tell me. Is that the ultimate world for you, Heidi? No men and just females having babies?
No, I love men. Not all, certain ones. But it would be cool if I could have a baby without that. That I wouldn't have to go down to the sperm bank, pick out a guy.
You don't have to go down to the sperm bank. Just ask.
Really? You would donate?
No, my friend Pat here will do it for you. Hey, Pat.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.